Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
David, welcome back.
Welcome back. My goodness.
My goodness. How long has it been?
I'd say it's been about infinity.
I agree. Well, here we are in September, having started school again, thank the gods. It's so good to be back.
It is so good to be back. Oh, and so appreciative of all the work that went into making that be possible. My goodness.
Oh, sure. And it's not just being back, but it's being back in newly imagined classrooms and in a completely different way than when we left.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have outdoor classrooms now that were pulled together in a very short amount of time on a shoestring budget with the whole community's help, from parents to teachers to students, alumni, even grandparents, came together and built up these beautiful outdoor open-air classrooms on our main campus, but also over at Growing for Good, a property that we bought, I don't know, 5 years ago now, with a number of greenhouses there. And the intention at the time was not only to take on the retail aspect of what was formerly the flower basket, but to also expand our gardening and outdoor learning capacities, which had been kind of slow going. And here we are.
Boy, no kidding.
So,
it's so beautiful over there too. I mean,
yeah. And it's just so interesting because it absolutely felt like the right thing to do at the time. And we could have never known that it would be such a gift in this way.
Yeah, definitely.
Or that we would expand in this way. But the idea of going to outdoor and open air classrooms was really inspired by some other Waldorf schools who are doing the same. But just part of our risk mitigation strategies to keep our school safe and also to really meet our goals of meeting in person, because we know how valuable that is.
Yeah.
And also doing so safely and ensuring that we can do that for as long as we possibly can. And being outdoors, of course, is one of those risk mitigators, if you will. And we have a whole set of protective measures that we're taking to keep everybody safe and well, not only in our school, but in our broader community. We take that responsibility really seriously. And what's really fantastic is not only the way the community has come together, but how excited the faculty and the children are.
I know, it's so fresh. And yeah, I mean, I guess it's just Frances now. I keep thinking Peter's over at youth, but they're outside too.
Sure.
But Frances especially, it's just, you know, it's not like we're putting up with it or we're abiding it. It's like it's pretty interesting and dynamic and energetic, and
it's an adventure.
It really is. And it's kind of a nice, I don't want to say accident, that's not the right way to frame it, but unintentionally well aligned with Waldorf education. You know, I mean, this is very much meant to be outdoor, nature attuned experience anyway. And it's perfect for us, really.
And here's our chance. And in many ways, we were made for these times, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, people say, what will you do in the winter? And what will you do in the future? And you know, that is to be determined. But I do think that this is something that faculty and students and parents would really love to see sustained well beyond COVID.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's right.
Yeah. So silver lining, if you will.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some really beautiful pictures of these work days that happened, where all of these folks who love the school came together to build desks. And oh, the assembly, were you there that day, that assembly line of desks that were being built?
Oh, It really was a astounding project going on there.
Sure. And just, you know, watching the whole group, it was almost like barn raising.
Yeah.
You know, the way they were pulling the plastic over to cover the hoop houses. And there's some really beautiful photography and video too, I think, on our website. And it's something that you definitely want to check out.
Yeah, the parent portal has pictures from the workday, as you mentioned. Also, some great pictures from the Rainbow Bridge from the opening day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some really beautiful pictures of the outdoor classrooms. They're not in the portal per se, but if you just go to the main Pleasant Ridge website homepage and scroll down a little bit, you'll see a blog post mentioned. So you can go in there and see just a lovely gallery of those.
And chances are you have seen it because the post that was originally on Facebook that Jordan posted went, I think it's fair to say, viral.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think we're up to about 80,000 people, you know, with all the shares of these beautiful outdoor classrooms and, you know, different languages, you know, comments in different languages, because it's been shared so widely. Mm-hmm. And lots of comments that people make are, oh, can we do this here? So I really do wonder in these times, you know, we've had to reimagine so much and of our school day and really of our lives. And I know that so many school administrators and parents and teachers have had to do the same. And I really do wonder what will hold over from these times.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And by the way, just a little extra thought on the portal. If you haven't signed up to get into the portal, it's super easy to do.
Yes, there's a drop down on our website, pleasantridgewaldorf.org, that says for parents. And if you pull that down, then there is a place where you can choose the parent portal. And that's a place where you can get documents that you might be looking for, but also photographs that are shared there that you can download.
Yeah, that reminds me now. Thank you. Yeah, so when you go to that first screen, it's a login screen, but at the very bottom in small text, if you've never logged in before, there's another link that says register. You click over there, you get a different form, and that's where you put your name and email in, and you can get access pretty quickly. And you really should do it. I mean, all of the, you know, a big part of our, what do you say, the way we do things around here is that we don't take pictures at functions and gatherings. Mm-hmm. Not all of us do individually. The school does. And we post them and make them available through the portal. So if you want pictures of all of our beautiful children doing their beautiful things, you want to get registered in the portal.
You do. And I do think that that is such a gift. And especially in today's day and age, I mean, I think about how much that's changed even in the last 6 years. You know, we want to pull out our phones and record what's happening. But that is something that is just not part of the culture here.
That's
and
right.
I think it's such a gift that we often have a dedicated person at these events taking and capturing these beautiful moments so that we can truly be present in the moment.
Yeah. And I guess that'll be especially true this year. I'm thinking about the Rainbow Bridge. I mean, we always, everybody comes together for that.
Sure.
It's always been one of my favorite events of the year. And we just couldn't be there this year, right?
Well, I was able to stand far back and watch the Rainbow Bridge, which did have to be reimagined. But it's such a, I mean, we can't really have a first day without the Rainbow Bridge, and everybody knew that. And in fact, there was an eighth grade student who was concerned that we might not go forward because of the pandemic with this Rainbow Bridge, where we have the eighth grade buddy meet their first grade buddy and help walk them over the bridge. And then, of course, at the end of the year, that first grader will walk the eighth grader back over the bridge. And it's such a beautiful ceremony, and it's such a beautiful rite of passage that the returning to school or COVID-19 task force received an email from an eighth grade student, a rising eighth grade student, who said, you know, I'm just writing to ask to please be allowed in some way to be part of this this Rainbow Bridge ceremony. It's something that I've been looking forward to. And I don't care if we have to hold on to 6-foot poles. please help us make this a reality. You know, we're willing to be creative. And it was such a beautiful thing to receive from an eighth grade student, you know, who really values this.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was really great. I felt so proud. And so the Rainbow Bridge did indeed happen, and you definitely want to see the pictures. It was very sweet.
Yeah. And I'm guessing there will be other reimagined, you know, community events this year that not everybody gets to come to. And so the portal will be even more beneficial for the rest of us.
Absolutely. We just talked about Michaelmas in the faculty meeting today, and you know, there is something really nice. It's daunting, but also something really nice about being able to look at something that we do each year, each season, and, you know, with each festival that we look forward to, and just have a chance to really reimagine it. It just gives us a lot of space to evolve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that too, you know, because it's easy to get dogmatic. And even if it's not dogmatic, it's just not really being awake and present in things, because we've always done it a certain way. It's nice to to be forced to rethink of it again afresh as circumstances change and make sure it's always living.
Exactly.
So anyway, sign up for the portal. That's a long...
Thanks for going down.
Long pitch for that.
we're a little rusty and, you know, but it's good heavens, it's good to be back.
It sure is. So we had the 40th anniversary also. Speaking of things being reimagined, my goodness.
Yes, yeah, so we had to plan that one twice. We had it planned, of course, for the spring. And I think about a week and a half before we were together in the gym for our 40th anniversary, we had to postpone it until September. And at that time, we really couldn't imagine that we wouldn't be meeting in person. So we scheduled it for September 12th and figured, if nothing else, we could just have a big, beautiful meal outside and an open air event, but even that was just too risky. And so this summer I was meeting with the development committee members and we were talking about, you know, what are we going to do here? I mean, we don't feel like it's the responsible thing to do to still meet in person, especially because, well, for obvious reasons, but a number of the people who would be coming are in a higher risk category. Mm-hmm. And we also didn't want folks to be worried about, and really weighed down by the decision whether or not to attend something that really is meaningful to them. And so we kind of went out on a limb and said, well, there are other folks who are doing virtual events. And do we feel like this is something that we can do and still make it meaningful? And is this something that folks would want to do? And really, I thought there would be much more of a discussion, but we all agreed unanimously that was the route we were going to go. And for a couple of reasons. Number one, safety. And number two, we really needed something to celebrate. You know, we're starting this school year, you know, everybody's been working really hard to figure out how to best meet and engage with students and with one another during these times. And we felt like everybody could use a little certainty and a little bit of celebration and joy. And the thought of redoing all of that work all over again, we certainly would have done it, but it just seemed silly. And finally, third was access. We knew that by doing this virtually, we could have far more people. We were limited to 160.
Oh, sure.
With a dinner, and of course, we were limited by geography too. And so, by moving to a virtual event, we were able to have folks from California and Arizona and from South Carolina. And folks who probably would not have felt comfortable coming out to a large gathering were able to join us. Also, parents. And so it turned out really well. It was a lot of work, but it was definitely worth it. And it was far more meaningful and connecting than I think any of us could have really imagined.
I sure felt that. I thought it was really a lovely event. You know, not just given the limitations. You know, it's not like, well,
sure.
Considering it was okay, it was good. Considering that it was just good. It was enjoyable, yeah. And connecting, and very much of the spirit of the school.
Yeah, I felt like that really came through too, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised. But when I think about all of the work that went into going back to school, and as I was looking at that, and as I was looking at the story and the videos, you know, that tell the story of the school's evolution, I realized that, wow, this school has always, and this school and this community has always been about perseverance and resilience. Mm. And this is not the first hard thing that we faced, but that community spirit is so alive,
yeah.
And is a story that is really worth sharing. And so it really felt, I have to be honest and say that between returning to school and hosting this first online virtual event, in the same week, at one point, well, more than one point, I thought, what on earth were we thinking?
Oh, I can only imagine.
It was crazy town. But I have to say, it came at exactly the right time. As we were starting school, and we had, again, a number of folks from our community were able to join that would not have otherwise been able to. So,
yeah. Well, even that, I would not even have thought of this, but I was asking that night, I was asking how the meals had gone, you know, just because it's so different,
oh, right? Yes.
And they said, oh, more people were able to participate than ever because we were limited by space.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so for those of you who don't know, we had our dinner catered by Danny Lind of Rooted Spoon Culinary Kitchen, a beautiful meal that was individually packaged and available for curbside pickup. And that was seamless. We had amazing volunteers. And so it was safe and it was seamless, and folks got to come and they still got to see the outdoor portion of the school because a lot of work has been done over the past few months by our Silver Lining crew, who donated time and resources to do some projects that have been on our list for, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah.
And and so it was a really nice way for folks to come and pick up a beautiful meal and then take it back home or wherever they were planning on going, and then tuning in that way.
Yeah. That's so great.
Sure. And we honored Mary Christensen for over 25 years of service to the school. Mm-hmm. And she was so pleased and so moved. And we had musicians to open up, Dan Sobranek and Mary, who joined us from the Twin Cities, and they played live via Zoom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, you remember, I mean,
yeah,
we were just singing behind our masks. It was so splendid. I mean, I still just am kind of in awe. I'm still basking in that glow of that success. And I also have to give a major shout out to Julia Hunt-Hugo, who is an alumna of the school, who encouraged her brother Silas to help, who's also an alumnus of the school, work his magic to make sure that this was as seamless as it could possibly be from a technological standpoint, as, mm-hmm. you know, as did you, David. And so here's Silas all the way in California, you know, making the magic happen. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
I also have to give a shout out to the co-chairs for the 40th anniversary celebration, and that's Martha Karlstad and Shelley Brenneman and Jen Wade. And David, I mean, you're an honorary member. You picked up so many of those pieces.
Oh, I just came in a little bit at the end.
No, really. I mean, saved the day.
I can't imagine how much work the four of you must have put in, all the details. And oh, my goodness. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, sure. It was really fun. And it just made me feel more connected as a parent to the school. And I went to bed feeling so grateful once again, and so inspired by this amazing community that's been built up here.
Yeah. And by the way, within the next couple of days, I'm hoping we'll have the videos from the 40th available on the site. We'll send out a notice with a link, but you'll be able to find them from the homepage of the site, I would expect. And it's not, even if you were there during the event, a lot of the videos didn't, you know, they were either jerky or had trouble playing, or some of the speakers, you might not have seen them because there's something else showing on the screen at the time. This is a richer experience, a richer version of the event, these videos are. So it'd be worth checking out. There were three pre-recorded videos. There was the 40th kind of history. There was the school tour. And there was the speaker, the alumnus speaker. It's really nice. It's a nice piece. And there's three different segments. It's worth seeing. So
sure. And I have to, I would be remiss to not give a shout out to Maggie Welch, who was our featured alumni speaker.
Yeah.
That was so fun. And then to have her on at the end and, you know, talking with Julia about what they remember as students of the school. And they didn't really know each other, but Julia remembered Maggie as one of, you know, a younger sister of one of her classmates. And It was great all around. So the Lunchbox Express is coming out.
Next week?
Next week.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. There has been some discussion about whether or not we continue to send that out on Wednesdays. We're wondering if readership would be higher if it comes out over the weekend so that folks can plan their week. Send us your ideas. Something else that you should send is an invitation to your parents and special friends, because Grandparents and Special Friends Day is coming up on October 16th.
Oh.
Yes, that too will be a virtual event this time around. We feel really buoyed and inspired. Buoyed?
I like it.
Yeah. By the success that we've had with our town hall, our all-school town hall meeting, and also with the 40th anniversary. And so we don't know what time of the day it will be yet. That's still being determined, but teachers are thinking about what to bring to the grandparents. And that should be a lot of fun. So stay tuned.
Yeah. So that's probably about it for this week, right?
I think so.
All right, then. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Thanks, David.
Thanks. Bye.
See you next week.